Good morning, supervisors. Thank you for being here, listening to us. Before I go further, though, I'd like to address Ms. Wilma Wooten and that propaganda that you were sharing. This is not factual. We've actually, being that we are not Cuba yet or North Korea, we still have access to the internet. And it's beautiful because your department has done a fantastic job of documenting the deaths in this county. So what I've done is taken that information which you provided to ensure that I'm an informed citizen and I know when you're lying. So here we go. April 2021, there were 147 people who died in this county. Whatever the positive tests say with this PCR test, which we know to be unscientific and be used at 45 thresholds, which makes these positive tests false positives. We know this, and we also know that 147 people died in this county in the month of May. April. So let's go to May. How many people died in May? Miss Wilma Wooten was talking about how all these people are dying. 54. We had 54 deaths in the county of San Diego. I don't care about the positives because obviously the PCR test is bunk and we know that. So let's go back to the deaths because that's hard evidence that we can use. In the month of June, how many deaths did we have, Nathan Fletcher? 80. How many residents are in this county? 3 million? 3.3 million residents in this county, and we're using propaganda that Wilma Wooten is using from the PCR test that we know that has been tested to be bunk because we've had 80 people die in this county. How many rights are we going to take away before we look at the facts? We know what you're trying to do. There are good supervisors up here that are trying to fight for freedom like the Constitution, but where are the rest of you? Why are you silencing people and using this jargon to scare us into submission? When are you going to speak the truth, Wilma? We're calling you out because we, the citizens of America, are tired of these lies. We get lied to regularly. We're used to these lies. Who's going to stand up for the truth?
We'll be right back. Thomas Paine Podcast, Paine in the Morning. What's going on out there, folks? Kicking it off the right way. We got a lot of stuff to cover today. I say that every day because it's true. And we round out the month. We've had one hell of a month here on the podcast, man. A lot of new ears out there, a lot of new eyes out there. Of course, tomorrow is a big day here. It looks like we're going to be launching our platform tomorrow on Friday. On top of that, we have a hot wire. And on top of that, we have another Paine in the Morning to do to tackle the week and to round out the week and round out the month and get closer to rounding out the summer. But before we round out anything, we have to round down your intellect. At least the folks listening to this show, that they're round down and dumb down their intellect a little bit to listen to the daily news and what's going on. And then round it up, ramp it back up, so you can soak in the analysis like a sponge and put it to work for you and your daily lives, your daily travels, your daily planning on how to get around these tyrants and these despots, etc. Can be treacherous, though. I think Molly Hatchet called it flirting with disaster, or flirting with disaster. We don't put a G on the end of that. It's an insult. And we are flirting with disaster. Of course, if you're starting to understand, people are fucking sick of these liars in the government. And they're full-fledged lying again. Of course, the crooks and the CDC are telling people to put masks back on. Fuck you. Take a mask, put it over your fucking head. And a dry cleaning bag, too. I don't want to get going right out of the gate, but man, I am. It might end up that way, so I apologize to you kids out there who might be listening early on your way to summer school because you didn't pay attention during the year. All the Freaks, song The Freaks Come Out at Night. Well, the freaks are out. The freaks for the establishment, the freaks for the elite, the puppets. It's an all-puppet warning, folks. We'll talk about that today. What do we have going on? We have some news happening, and we won't dilly-dally today, and we'll get pretty much right to the... sons of bitches. We'll fix you, sons of bitches. You know, before we really get rolling here, there's been one wise-ass, Hollywood wise-ass, American actor, Michael Rapaport, and he's always on Twitter, and he's been vaccine-shaming people who haven't lined up for the jab and who haven't done their part and all this stuff. He's been shaming these people, and just obnoxious, you know. He was obnoxious during the Trump administration, just getting online and cursing out Trump supporters and conservatives, and just a fucking obnoxious guy. You know what I mean? I don't know where this guy's from. He apparently fancies himself as a comedian. Nothing he said to me is very funny, but he's been in like 60 films. I'm looking at his thing right now. Where's this guy from? Oh, he's born in New York City. That makes sense. He's got the New York attitude. Just an obnoxious guy. Anyway, in a theme that will show, in a reverse comedic theme, perhaps some comedic irony or some comedic comeuppance. We don't need any fancy film festivals in France. We don't need any fancy film festival in Tribeca, etc., to see how this is going to play out. This feature film may play out in the coming months. Again, if you've been here for a while, this is a script that I've been promoting, exactly how things are going to play out. Let's go to the videotape and listen from this guy. This is a different Michael Rapaport. A contrite Michael Rapaport. A Michael Rapaport who is somehow confused in his leadership of Fauci and his winged monkeys. Let's go to the videotape, Warner Wolf style.
I just watched Tony Fauci and CNN and Fox tell me that people with the vaccine, vaccinated people, are now spreading the coronavirus. A couple of days ago, I was like, yes, I'm vaccinated. Yeah, you little sticker. Yay, I'm vaccinated. Be a hero, be vaccinated. I went from being a hero because I'm vaccinated, and now you motherfuckers are calling me a super spreader? I ain't no fucking super spreader. Figure this shit out.
It's all about pimping. Pimping for Big Pharma, have you noticed? The entire establishment, the elites, all their puppets, all their spokespeople, all their flacks have gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, trying to scare the hell out of you. How many people out there are fucking dying? The opening clip from San Diego. San Diego. How many people are dying? What? It's a fucking joke. The whole thing's... Again, I want to see the stats of the folks that are dying who've lined up and got these Big Pharma injections. Why are we not entitled to that information? Why are we not entitled to folks who die after they get the injections? Why are we not entitled to see what happens to their body after the results of the autopsy? What happens to their brain? What are they dying from? Oh, you're not allowed to know any of that. It's privacy. That's private. Unless you are the unwashed and pass away, well, then all the stats in the world are out there. Another unvaccinated person died. Oh, my God. Let's take a quick buzz around the... For some reason, I keep thinking it's Friday. I don't know. Probably because we're working so hard on this platform. It's not Friday. Get your head out of your ass. Wake up, Moore. What will be happening Friday is we launch our platform. Thank God, just in time. These crazy bastards on social media, they're clamping down. It's happened a lot faster than we thought it would. I mean, I saw this coming after the election. Actually, I saw it coming the night of the election. When we got suspended from Twitter for a little bit for tweeting out some truth that was going down in Pennsylvania. Oh, they shut us down fast. Well, the polls are still open. And I found out, we found out quick. Social media is no longer a place for the truth. It's just a place for propaganda. And you're seeing that, right? Play out time and time again. And not in your favor if you are a citizen interested in straight shooting. Interested in the truth, Twitter and Facebook are not places for you. Great place to share recipes, catch up with classmates, stalk old girlfriends or boyfriends, stuff like that. Great for that stuff, right? Not so good to talk about adult issues. More of a place where the kids can hang out. Like, it's basically the big kiddie tables of the internet. But every now and then, the kids act up and they need to get a hot dinner roll fired at their fucking heads to wake them up. Well, that's not happening on social media. You're not allowed to talk about things at the adult table anymore. You can only talk about things at the kiddie table, and you can only listen to what the adults tell you. No, that's not right. No, do this. No, do that. No, keep your mouth shut. No, you can't say that. You're at the fucking kiddie table. So we were happy to buckle down and build the adult table on our own platform. And it hasn't been easy, believe me, but it launches on Friday and we've had it in beta for 6 weeks and people have been kicking the tires and sharing intel. And it's been a fantastic experience for me personally and for us here. And we're proud of our work, etc. And so that's the deal. It's a very exciting time around here. I don't know if you could tell by looking at me. I'm just fucking thrilled. Of course, there's a thin line between thrilled and exhausted, but that's okay. It's all hands on deck, folks. Just like these creeps trying to scare the hell out of you. You know, I think back in the day, I'll just mention it quickly, although he doesn't really bear any fucking mention whatsoever, but I'll just mention it because of, I consider myself first and foremost, before a journalist, before anything else, a news consumer. As we depend on news, we depend on intel for many things, and it shapes many things in our lives and the direction of many things in our lives. But growing up and looking at Drudge and saying, now there's a guy who's figured it out, right? Drudge. And always get straight shooting from Drudge. Those days are fucking over. I mean, he's in the tank for Big Farm. And Uncle Sam, they must have, I don't know who's running that site. Maybe Pfizer's running Drudge. I think Pfizer might have purchased Drudge. It's such a propaganda arm now. It's sad. It really is sad. I barely check on it anymore. But every time I do, it's, man, they're just driving the fear bus, and they got him. They got him in the front of the fucking bus. And sadly, this is happening, and it's being repeated all through mainstream media, and it has an effect on a lot of people, especially folks who are older, folks who don't understand what a scheme is, etc. And so when we look around on some of these sites, as I do before I turn on the mic, to catch some breaking things that maybe the Young Bucks haven't isolated for me when I read the news that they've put together. They've done a masterful job, and they've done a fucking masterful job of putting this platform together. It's insane. It's insane. It really is. It's a combination of news and social media, and there's groups, and there's forums, and it's fucking, and there's email. Somebody was emailing me last night about they were sick. They're sick, and what's going on, and they're looking to try to get some help, and family members sick, and all this. And I'm typing, I'm saying, oh man, gotta be careful what I say here. Like, you know, if you were DMing on Twitter or something, I said, I gotta be careful what I say. I gotta be real stealth and cryptic, and maybe throw my text number out there so they can get back to me, and maybe we can talk offline. So we used to say in city, I'll catch up with you offline. And then I remembered, oh fuck, this is my fucking platform. I can say what I want. Nobody's snooping around. The fucking feds aren't in here. I'll say what I want. It's so programmed, you don't even realize it. You're so pre-programmed to censor yourself, self-censor. Forget about these big tech geeks and dweeb censoring you. You self-censor as a method of to survive and keep your account. You self-censor, you don't even realize it, you know? So I had like a prophecy last night. I said, hey, wait a minute. I can say what I want to this person. Now I can say all the catchphrases, the keywords, and they're not going to get a little warning, a little box from some big tech fucking asshole who's in on the, basically posing as a big tech, you know, employee, when they're really just another stealth federal employee, etc. Because big tech obviously is owned by the feds upside down and sideways, as I have said. So, another beauty. You're able to talk to people without and self-censoring and things like that. Now, we're not going to get out of control and start getting crazy on there and acting like assholes, but it's a place where adults can meet and there's a mutual respect. And if there's not a mutual respect, you don't belong, man. You're out. This is an intel platform. I didn't realize it at the time when we were building. It's basically what it is. So we'll call it social media. We'll call it a news site, but it's really an intel platform. Something similar to what we would build if we were working on a big task force or working on a for a government client, etc., and investigating somebody, to have a centralized repository for everything that everyone working on the case digs up, shares with each other, so everybody's on the same page, everybody gets the same puzzle piece, new ones, old ones, and they can fit them together accordingly. It's really been fantastic. It's been a hell of a journey. It's not over yet. I mean, they'll launch the thing, and that's going to be, it's going to be a challenge, but it's good. It's good. And we're doing something different, and we're taking charge of the situation, and I think we're filling a void. And it's not the nonsense of these other MAGA platforms that launch. I'm not fucking interested in that. This is not an echo chamber. This is something much different. We cater, and I don't know why. Perhaps it's the way I speak, the things I say, and the fact that we're months and years ahead of other people. We cater to intelligent people. And it's as simple as that. And I see the difference between the folks, how they handle themselves, what they share, how they talk on this platform compared to social media. It's night and day. We don't want stupid people. We don't have time for stupid people. There's enough platforms out there where stupid people have amassed, and it hasn't gotten you anywhere in your life. Hasn't been able to help improve your life. So we cater to smart people, and they handle themselves accordingly. And we're looking forward to garnering more smart people and attracting more smart people. What is it? Proverbs 27. I got to look it up. Because there's nothing like quoting the Bible when James Brown is on. Give me a couple seconds.
Raise up, get yourself together. Grab that funky soul. Get up, get yourself together.
Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another man. You learn from each other. You sharpen each other. And I say iron like you should say iron like Iron City. From Western PA, spending a lot of time in Western PA as a little buck myself. Iron sharpens iron. Proverbs 27:17. So one person sharpens another. That's the whole fucking kit and caboodle right there. You better wake up and understand. We learn from each other. Smart people learn from other smart people. They become smarter. You hang out with stupid people. Did your mama ever tell you? You become a dummy too. You want to be smart? Perhaps you're a cement head, a former cement head who believes in all these plans and all these schemes, and all these dopes running around having their stupid conferences, milking your bank account, milking your time, misleading you. Perhaps you're a reformed cement head who wants to learn. You acknowledge that you were misled. You acknowledge you were played. Well, it's never too late to hang out with the smart crowd. You hung out with the cool crowd who've been ripping you off. Now it's time to perhaps hang out with the smart crowd. Let's take a spin around. Let's take a spin around before we get into the news. A lot of this stuff now, if you haven't noticed, they've geared the fear bus up. Now I'll say this fucking plain and simple. In February and March, on our platform, on the Hotwire portion of our platform, which is where we really dish the fucking dirt, we told folks this was going to happen. Now, you do the math. How many months ago that was, February? We'll leave that to you guys, especially some of you cement heads out there. You have to get your abacus out and your slide rule. And we told you it was going to happen because it was planned. It's nothing to do with any numbers. It's nothing to do with any cases. It has nothing to do with any tests. It has nothing to do with any statistics on morbidity, etc. It has to do with planning because it's a scheme. How the fuck else would we be able to tell you this and be right every time if we didn't have people on the inside who understand and who have knowledge of what's going on. You would call me a crackpot. I learned something a long time ago from very smart people. And you learn these things from smart people. First thing you learn is if you think you're smart, you're sunk. There's always somebody smarter. You might be bright, that's cool. You might be blessed with intelligence, that's cool. Stay humble. Be modest. And learn from other smarter people. And you might have something to work with. The day you think you've figured it all out, and you're one smart cookie, that's the day that you're fucked. But I learned from really smart people many different things. How to be ahead of the curve 6 months, a year, 2 years, year and a half. That's a fucking gift. That's a gift. And so we've done this over and over and over since 2020, early 2020. Charting out, telling you exactly what was going to happen 6, 7, 8 months ahead of time, a year ahead of time. And it's no easy fucking art form, believe me. But we do it time and time again. So what you see in the news today, we've talked about to our folks on Hotwire, etc., on our platforms for months. So that's why I don't get upset. A lot of people, you listen to their podcasts or you watch them on their different shows, video shows or on the audio shows, and they get mad and they're outraged. Say, why would I get mad? We knew this was coming fucking 6 months ago, 8 months ago, a year ago. Well, what's there to be mad about? You know when I was mad? When I told people about it 6 months ago. I was mad about it then. Why would I get mad about it now? If you know something's coming and something's going to happen, you don't have a fucking temper tantrum. You say, well, I've had 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months to prepare for this. So it's here, and I've prepared for it, and I'm ready for it.